Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Cuddle Club, the podcast about, well, you've guessed it, cuddling. How am I hear you ask? Well, I got the train in today so I could do my morning pages. And what I actually did is a big list of resentments and with a felt-tip pen. I had to lick the felt-tip pen to get it going. So, and a man looked over at my resentments. Then I put him down on the list, Nosy Parker. And then he looked and saw my Wordle, got it in two, no big deal. And then he looked sad because he hadn't done Wordle and now I knew what the word was. But he was also impressed because I got it in two. But me, Luke McQueen and John Robbins all got it in two. Do you know why? We've all got the same starter word. And do you know what? Five of the letters from the starter word were in the actual word. What a day. This week we've got Anya Magnano, and she's very good company, you'll hear that. And she's doing a tour, you can go see that. I'll tell you details at the end. She's a brilliant stand-up and she's brilliant company and she's brilliant person. So please welcome Anya Magnano. Hello, Dr. Anya Magnano. We're trying to get a rumour going that Anya's a doctor. She's too young. Could you be a doctor?
No, I could be a doctor.
How old are you?
24 going on 25.
I wouldn't want you rummaging around my feet at that age.
But I would have such a gentle touch.
You would actually.
A youthful touch.
I think you'd have a lovely bedside manner.
Thank you. Mm. I worry that I wouldn't be able to hide my emotions enough to be a doctor. Because my mum's a doctor. And wow. I think you have to be able to be quite calm and quite like, everything's going to be okay. And I think I just walk in and
shout, you're going to die.
Shout, you're going to die and start crying.
No, I think you get used to it, don't you?
Yeah.
Your mum's a doctor and a lady. Well, well,
and
well,
a lady. The twist is the woman was the doctor.
Yeah, the old head scratcher. We all remember that one. If you don't remember that one, you won't know what we're talking about.
No, but you should be able to infer.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, you thick clown? How are you? All right.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
And you did a prank on me and said, shall we do parkour?
Okay.
A parkour course. And cut to me turning up to the parkour course on my own.
Yeah, I stood you up.
You stood me up. It was me, a guy called Colin, and the leader of the party. It's just me and Colin rolling around.
Really? It was just three of you?
Yeah, well, the teacher and me and Colin sort of running around like five-year-olds, sort of rolling over. Oh, check out my forward roll.
But the WhatsApp group is so big, I thought there would be so many people.
Yeah, just me and Colin. And I said, don't worry, Anya might make it next week. No, I had a great time, though.
I do want to come, but I can't commit to a 10-week course.
No, of course you can't. A comedian committing, of course you can't. Well, I'm paid up. I'm fully paid.
You've paid up? Oh, wow, you're in.
He gave me a water bottle he bought for me. He's very sweet.
What, like branded? Or he just bought you one?
Oh, not a water bottle. A bottle of water.
Okay, this course sounds pretty good.
I'm having the time of my life, put it that way. Colin's kids in the class, but different class. Adults and kids.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I haven't seen your amazing Edinburgh show, but everyone said it's amazing. And I really want to see it.
Thank you.
Are you doing any more London dates?
I think I might be doing another London date, but that isn't confirmed yet. I will definitely be posting about that online when it happens. But I'm doing dates in the Salford Lowry.
That's Manchester.
Or Salford.
Yeah.
23rd of March.
Yes.
The Bristol Alma in first. April Fool's Day, no less.
April Fool's Day.
Brighton Comedia on the 21st of April.
Yeah.
Cambridge Junction on the 23rd. And and another date in Glasgow.
I do really want to see Ananda, but you'll do more dates, I know it.
I hope so.
The touch quiz will touch you now.
Ooh, touch quiz. Okay, you ready for the hard-hitting questions?
I'm ready. I'll have a sip of tea
to prepare my mouth. Yeah, prepare your mouth. It's going to be doing a lot of the legwork. Okay, time for the touch quiz. What am I thinking about touching? You've got five questions and your time starts now. It's not actually timed, actually. I just remembered that. Right.
Is it in the room with us right now?
That's a great question. It's a sort of thing that absolutely could take its place here and you wouldn't batter an eyelid.
But is it?
No, it's not.
It's not, okay.
It might be in one of the other rooms.
Okay. Is it smaller than me?
Yeah, and that's saying something. You could actually get one that was bigger than you, but usually they'd be a lot smaller. Sort of size of your sort of shoulders to head standard.
Is it a bust of me?
That's three questions.
No.
And I can't help saying that you threw that one in the wind.
Is it living?
Yeah, hopefully.
Is this my guess now?
Yeah, this is your guess now.
Yeah. Is it a plant?
Yes. How did you do this? I feel like... Did you send the answers with the questions? No, okay. Sorry, that was me being quite stern with Paul.
I guessed because of the... It's not in this room, but it could. And yeah, I looked around and I thought, this room needs a plant. No offense.
Yeah, little note to the producers. but what sort of plant? Because it is a specific one.
Monstera.
Cheese plant.
That's the same one. That's what I just said. That's the actual name of it.
Oh, my God.
I have a tattoo of that plant.
Oh, are you joking
me? No, Jen, I can show you it.
This is unbelievable. It's not there anymore. No, it is.
Really scared me.
No, that's amazing. And can I tell you what else happened? The gorgeous Naomi, one of the producers of the show, texted me on the way saying, are you coming for 10? Yes. And... then I nearly text back ding dong because I was at the door. And then Ben came to the door. First words he said was ding dong, which was what I was thinking in my head. Do you think that's weird?
There's something in the air tonight.
There's something in the air tonight.
Is it Friday the 13th? No. Okay, it was last Friday. Last Friday was then.
Yeah, and only about a week later. It's not. It's really weird.
I read this book called All About Love by Bell Hooks, and she says that sometimes you find people where you have a soul connection.
Do you think we've all got a soul connection in this
room? I think, yes, we all have a soul connection with this room and also with Ben, who opened the door for you.
I ran down the corridor and hugged him because he's not really a hugger, Ben, so sometimes you just got to
ambush.
Grab him. Not fashionable at the moment, that sort of thing, but on we go. It's Pete Cuddle Club. He's doing a podcast called Cuddle Club. He's got to be a bit more cuddly, hasn't he? Well, you could put this music under anything. Right, it's time for the quick fire round.
Okay.
Here we go. Dogs with a ball or dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten something while being on the toilet?
Yeah.
Of course you have. Everyone has, haven't they? Is it ever really my fault?
No.
What sort of person annoys you on Twitter? Negative question.
Oh, God. I can only think of actual people who could definitely get back to. Oh, who should I say? Andrew Tate.
A sort of person that annoys you. Like someone who's always, I don't know.
A type of person.
Yeah, like someone who's always retweeting praise or someone who's always, I don't know, like doing those surveys. For me, I don't like the people that do the surveys of like, tell me your best whatever. Because I think
you
don't care. You're just trying to get engagement. It's
definitely.
So ridiculous.
I don't like, I think like people who just say one, who just start like debating, especially about comedy stuff for no reason, whenever I see it, I just go off like, what's your unpopular comedy opinion?
Yeah, Uberfacts have started doing this thing and they were like, who is your worst comedian? But why are you doing that?
Yeah, horrible.
I had a little search for my name and never have been so pleased to be not famous enough.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Cuddle thee or cuddle plum? So by that, I mean, how do you feel about cuddling?
Which ones? Do I get a more nuanced answer than picking one of them?
Yes, it's got to be.
Is this a new section?
It's got to fit about 35 minutes.
Okay. Okay. I think...
I'm interested to hear this because I usually can place people, but with you, I can't really place
really?
You.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm quite...
You don't have any preconceptions about what it might be?
No, I think if there's the hot end here and the cold end here, Ben's right up here.
The cold end, yeah.
Naomi's up at the hot end.
Yeah.
I think you're sort of either in the middle or slightly more towards the cold end, depending on who it is.
Well, this is the thing. I think I used to be very towards the hot end and was very like, I'll go in with a hug for like anyone because that is friendly to do. And then I think over time, and as I got a bit older and like more sensitive to other people, I was like, oh, I don't think some people want that. Like some people get quite weird about it. And I think I got scarred by that. So then I started like erring on the side of caution. And I think once I know someone and I know that they want it, then I'm like, oh, absolutely, I love it. But but any anxiety I have about cuddles is about the other person being uncomfortable, not about whether I want to do it. Well, I would always be up for it if I know the other person. If they could wear like an armband or something to be like,
if they could wear
cuddling.
Sort of traffic lights. Ready. So I remember Fern Brady saying she hates people touching her. And I thought, whoops. It's a bit late for that. But she really liked it when Brett gave her a cuddle. So I thought, well, you're picking,
and choosing. That feels like it's more about the people. I do think it's hard because when you go for a cuddle, because some people just don't like it and that's fine. But if they try and hide their reaction, if you catch a glimpse of like discomfort, it really shakes you.
Like a bridge over cuddled water. Okay, here we go. It's time for Bridge Over Cuddled Water.
Okay,
so let me think of a song.
Okay.
Cuddle, 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 da-da, cuddle. No, hang on. I cuddled a cuddle and I cuddled it.
I'm so stuck.
Okay, hang on.
Do I get any more lines of the song?
No, wait. Let me really try and channel this song. I cuddled a cuddle and I cuddled it.
I cuddled a cuddle.
I cuddled a cuddle.
I kissed a girl.
Yeah! Good stuff.
I like that you can play with the vowels, the syllables. That's what
I
mean.
Well, I can't. It's just every song ended up being cuddle, cuddle, cuddle because it was the only one that fit into money, money, money. And then any other one that I tried to do was really hard.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Tell us this one.
Are you romantic? Asking for myself.
I present as an unromantic person until I'm in a relationship, at which point I get insanely romantic and like really sentimental and very like, because I'm in a relationship at the moment for the first time in a while, and I like can't help, like I will literally walk past like a street that's like near a street that we went to once, and I'll be like, oh my god, this is so sweet. This is near the street where we walked through once before we were even going out. And I'll text him and he'll be like, okay. I've got like a present, but I don't want to say it on the podcast. I don't want to say it because it's embarrassing.
Oh, right. please say.
Okay, it's so cringe.
Please.
But like sometimes when we were apart, I would like, instead of sending a message, I would like write a letter.
That's nice.
And so I've kept them, so I was like, oh, I can give that at one point.
Oh, that's nice. That's not cringe.
It is quite cringe.
That's nice. I think that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've only done like four.
Well, how long were you away for? 2 days. I remember once writing my boyfriend a letter in school. He was older, not a school, and the classic. And I remember like writing him a letter, you know, like with a coloured pen and curly writing and everything. He was 21. He must have thought, fuck. Flipping out. Anyway, then my friend, who wasn't that bright, like saw it, and I'd written loads of jokes in it and everything, and she's like, I'm going to write my boyfriend a letter. And then she was trying to copy my jokes.
Oh my God. That's so embarrassing.
Some of them aren't going to work.
Yeah, she, and also she found her relationship on lies.
Yeah.
And are they still together?
Well, she was 15, so hopefully not.
But yeah, I think there's stuff like that where I'm like, oh, I'm not a romantic person. But then when I'm in it, I become this like really soppy mess.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love all that.
Romance. Are you romantic? Am I allowed to ask back?
Really romantic.
Okay,
I'm on my own at the moment, so I'm really enjoying my romance.
You can be romantic to yourself.
I remember being away with Ed Gamble, like on the job, and I'd like left notes for my boyfriend in the cupboard and everything. And I said to Ed, do you do that? And he went, no, I've been with Charlie for like, you know, 15 years. Of course I don't do that. And then we split up about a week later. Might be less romantic next time.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
What were your family like, if you don't mind me prying?
My family, I don't know. Well, my mum, famously a doctor.
Famously.
Great bedside manner.
What kind
me,
of bits
as a baby.
Does she pry into?
Joints.
Oh, lovely.
Rheumatology, arthritis.
Does she know about celery?
In what sense?
Well, apparently you can get rid of a lot of arthritis if you, well, two things, celery in the morning on an empty stomach, and then cut out wheat, gluten, dairy, all the big ones. And then cold water swimming.
Oh.
Wim Hof. Very good for arthritis.
I don't know if she's been prescribing any of that, but maybe that's why, because she wants doctor. Them to keep coming back.
Yeah, terrible doctor. Tell her to look into it.
I'll pass it on. Yeah. I would say my mum, my dad is like not very cuddly. My mum is quite cuddly or like huggy.
Mm.
I think there's a difference. I'm sure you've covered this, the difference between hug and cud.
Yeah.
Hug and cud.
You wouldn't want to cuddle your dad, would you, I suppose?
No, I'm not.
Curl up
I'm
on
not,
the sofa.
I don't fancy him.
Which is weird because I do. No, actually.
You've never met him?
No.
So TBC.
You'd quite like me to be a stepmom, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would be honestly heaven on earth.
It'll be fun, wouldn't it?
It would be so fun.
We'd both go in going, Daddy, what's for dinner? Can you cook your dad?
No.
No.
You can microwave.
Yeah. I'm sort of looking for someone who can...
Who can cook.
Yeah. There's, you know, who can sort of like throw, you know, just throw some things together. And, you know, who says, don't have ketchup. Look, I'll make you this natural version. And they're sort of blitzing onions and... Do you know what I mean?
They've got natural instinct in the kitchen.
Yeah. I think I want to go out with a chef.
You should go out with a chef.
Yeah, they just sort of, you know, sort of whiz something up.
Yeah.
But no sugar, sort of.
You like, they open the fridge and they, like, scan it all and they know exactly what it'll be.
Anyway, back to your family.
Back to my family.
Were they functional? They can't have been, can they?
Yeah.
No, but only because you do comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You're
actually
quite together.
Well, they got divorced, my mum and my dad, when I was like 4,
yeah.
I think. So
was it your fault?
Yeah. It was me. No, they claim it wasn't, but I'm like...
That's an awful question to ask someone because obviously all kids think it's their fault and it never is, but...
Well, I actually didn't... I was like, oh, it's definitely not my fault. Good. And then I remember someone at school was like, it's your fault.
No, they had a divorce and they thought it was their fault, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, probably actually. Or maybe he fancied me.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the first one. But yeah, they weren't like dysfunctional to the point of like, it was like dysfunctional as a, like they needed to get divorced. But then after that, it was functional.
They functioned
as parents. But I think because my mum worked a lot, it was like very, because she was just my mum on her own.
Yeah.
Working like late night on calls, like, you know, how the NHS is.
Oh God, do I ever. Yeah.
Do you ever? So I would say...
Who looked after you then?
We would get like people to like babysit me and like pick me up from school and stuff like that.
Mm.
But I don't know. Like I would say I probably quite soon got to the age where I was like, oh, it's uncool to be hugged. Don't hug me.
No.
And she was like always still she'll like persist with her hugs.
Oh, that's like, cute.
Don't hug me. But I think I'm coming out the other side now. I'm going to be like, I will hug now.
I will hug again.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Have you got a best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Yeah, I have worst, which is my cat cuddles.
Okay, yeah.
He's really bad at cuddling.
Oh.
He doesn't like being... I'm actually on a ban from picking him up.
Yeah.
Because my boyfriend said, like, let's try and reset it.
Yeah.
So, like, for 2023, no picking up Otis.
How have you done so far?
I've actually done, apart from to put him in, I had to deflee my room. So I moved him out of my room, which counted as picking him up. And then when it was done, I put him back in because I wanted him to be near me again. Yeah. But other than that, I haven't picked him up.
But does he come in for a cuddle?
No.
Never?
Well, he used to when he was a kitten. And then he got older and now he's very teenage boy.
And he doesn't... What about stroking him?
He likes being stroked, but as soon as he's had enough, he's like, I'm done.
Wow.
And he loves it around the chin.
Yeah, the chops.
And the kind of the bum.
Really?
Not like the bum, but bum.
The bum. Hip. The sort of hip.
Yeah, the kind of towards the tail area.
Right, yeah, yeah. I think I know what the problem is. Why he's being a bit cold with you. You should stop fingering his bum, because...
He basically loves the people who come to the house and don't pick him up. Like, he loves my flatmates.
Right.
Also, he loves men, which is fine. He's very modern.
Why do men always get the power?
My boyfriend says it's because they have, at least in my house, the bigger laps.
Right.
And the bigger bodies.
So he will sit on a lap?
No, so we're trying to train him to sit on a lap. But, like, after, like, 4 days of not picking him up, he came and sat on my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But he was, like, it looked like he didn't know how to sit on a lap. He, like, lay diagonally across it, like, fully outstretched. And he looked really uncomfortable. But I think it's because he doesn't understand, like, the process of lap sitting yet.
God, it makes me so sad that your cat won't. But I think over time it will.
I think the more I pull away, the more
he'll
come back.
It's classic guy stuff.
Your cats are cuddly, aren't they?
Well, they don't let me pick them up. They don't like picking
up. Oh, right, okay.
But they'll come into the nook of the arm, but only in the middle of the night, which is
really
annoying, just sleeping. Yeah, and they'll kiss you nose to nose, and they'll let you stroke them, but they don't really sit on the lap yet, and they don't. Very rarely do they like you to pick them up, and only for like 5-10 seconds. But I think it's because they're kittens, and I'm hoping that when they're... Because I purposely got a really clingy breed. They follow you around. So if I go to the bathroom, they come in the bathroom.
Yeah,
if I have
nice.
A bath, they're like sitting around the side playing with the bubbles. So
that sounds like a cartoon. You sound like a Disney princess.
Yeah, it's cute. But I did get ragdolls and they do that. So it's not like, I can't even take, it's not like, oh, they really like me. It's more like, they're just stupid.
I just got one off Gumtree.
Oh, did you?
I don't even know what it is.
I got one of mine off Gumtree as well.
Oh.
I did try and get rescue, and I'm allergic to cats, so I had to get like a breed. Mm. So don't at me, okay?
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Best hug in a film.
Ooh.
Or TV show.
I'm trying to think. I've recently watched White Lotus season 2, as has everyone in the world.
Oh, good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I'm trying to think if there's a specific one in that, because that's the only thing I can remember Reese having watched recently. I think like the whole Ethan and Harper, the Aubrey Plaza and... oh my God, I've blanked on the name of the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who plays her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like at the end when they're, oh, spoiler alert, yeah. But when they're at the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
That's my way of explaining it without giving a spoiler.
Yeah. I really like that. Oh God, I love season 2. I love season 1. God, I love it.
It's so good.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I'll tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton.
That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton.
Okay, it's time for Alan de Botton.
Okay.
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 Right, I'll shuffle the cards. What are your remaining... remaining? 25. What are your remaining ambitions?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that's Alan.
That's Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Alan. Nosy
Parker. Letter from the listener.
Yeah.
Big fan of the show. Remaining ambitions. I'd like to sort out... a small scale, I'd like to get some low lighting in my living room.
Right.
I'd like to switch to a lamp-based lifestyle. Big scale, I'd like to write a book.
I think both of those are achievable.
Thank you.
Really, I think they're about as achievable as each other.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to get a lamp these days.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get a book.
What sort of things are you nervous about admitting to others? That's the last question from Alan de Botton.
Oh, well, I'm trying to do a bit of stand-up at the moment, which is like very early days in it, because I think it's quite hard to do on stage. But I want to do a bit about how I cheated on my boyfriend in uni and how bad I felt about it. But it's quite hard because everyone like gets a bit uncomfortable because they're like, oh, you're a bitch.
No, but you were at university. I mean, who hasn't cheated, really?
But it's quite hard. It feels like a very tense subject. And I started doing it because I was like, I want to push myself to talk about something on stage that makes me a bit scared rather than just like my cat and stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I want to make this bit work. And I think also because whenever I've gone into a relationship, I have had to admit it. And it always feels like, oh my God, this is like the big moment. And also actually that stopped me getting into a relationship for ages because I would be like, I don't want to get to the point where I have to admit it, so I'll end this dating thing rather than go into it.
No, cut yourself some slack at university. I mean...
and after.
And yeah.
And everyone, a bit after.
Yeah, but everyone's done. I think not everyone, but I mean, yeah. I was an absolute little slut back in the day. But I think that makes you not do it more because you've already done it.
You know how bad it feels.
Yeah, I'd never do it now, but... But also I think anyone... when I say I'd never do it now, I think anyone is... only one bad circumstance away from cheating. Anyone could do it. Like, that's the thing about having a relationship. The stakes are high.
Yeah.
Because anyone feasibly could, if all these things are aligned, I believe anyone could cheat.
Yeah, I really want to read the Esther Perel book on it. And I ordered it, but then someone stole it from outside my... You know, when they leave the parcel outside, someone came and took it.
Maybe they needed it more than they needed it.
And I hope his relationship is thriving.
And it probably wasn't. I do. Yeah, I love Esther Perel so much. Maybe we should come on God.
She would be great on it. She'd take it to such a like deep place, just like I have.
Yeah, in a way.
No way.
Low lighting.
Like lamp-based lifestyle.
Oh, well, now she's asking.
Quick quezzy, what's life all about?
I think life is all about just going for it. I think if you like get stuck in the meaninglessness of it, which I did in September, it's a bit like, what's the point in doing anything? But now I'm like, there's no point, so you might as well just like really throw yourself in and like do all those things that feel scary.
Turn up to parkour.
So true, actually. Turn up to parkour, tell someone that you love them.
Yeah.
Lamp. yeah. lamp, exclamation mark. Just go for it. Just that's the phase I'm in, is just being
and
like.
And if your cats are listening, just go for it and cuddle someone.
Just go for it. Let your guard down.
Let your guard down, kittens. Cuddle calculator. Okay, well, I'll just put all the information into the cuddle calculator and then it will come up with your cuddle type.
I'm quite nervous.
Okay, here it is. Now, bear in mind, it's news to me as well. This would be the first time I've seen it as well. I hope I pronounce it all correctly. You're such a cutie pie, we could pop you on a calendar and call it Christmas. Girl, are you a month of July? Because you're hot. Hot at cuddling.
That's it. That's such an abrupt end. I'll take that. That's really good. Hot is the month of July.
Yeah.
And that was hot this year.
That was hot this year. And you now get put onto a table for the big prize, which is a meet and greet with my kittens. Oh,
my God, I actually really want that.
But by the time that comes around, they will be sort of cats.
That's fine by me. Yeah, that's fine by me.
And maybe they could, maybe if you go home to your cat smelling of my cats, it might sort of forge some sort of competition.
Yes.
So that could be the start of your new life.
Let's start like a toxic. Toxic. This year is going to be toxic.
Yes. And I might even have a lamp. Come on, I'm not using, so it could be a win-win.
We've got an excess of lamps. That's an ambition.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So nice to talk to you. See you on Sunday.
See you on Sunday.
That was Anya. What a nice, fun lady. Go see her on tour. She told you the tour dates. And her show is called Absolutely No Worries If Not. Very good title. It's a girl thing. Anyway, yeah, go see her on tour. Follow her online. Anya Magliano. There's not going to be too many of them, so it won't be too hard to find her. Yeah, so follow me online if you like. At Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Must update that content. Well, chicken and egg, you know, follow me, I'll work your beak. And yeah, love you lots, basically. Basically. Imagine if your partner said, love you, basically. I love you, basically. You'd be like, well, let's do that again. Okay, bye, basically. Oh, remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.